You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, some people are pretty ticked off about this one. The controversy to breastfeed or not to breastfeed. Now there's a study out saying breast milk is no better for a baby than bottled milk, and they're saying breastfeeding increases the risk of asthma. Now, I'm a huge fan of breast milk. I actually like to spike mine with Nestle's Quick sometimes. But no, I'm a huge, huge, huge fan of breast milk. So I really beg to differ that we could actually, as man-made processing and the way we make formula, I'm shocked that we could even compete with something that's natural and nature made. But then you have the argument with a lot of the crap that we eat. You know, are these kids getting more nutrition and more nutrients from the formula than they're getting from mom, whose diet could be a lot of fast food? So we need to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how surgeons successfully took a digit from the man's toe and made a new finger. I think as he lost his thumb. Remember we had somebody who lost his thumb, I think using a table saw. He's a hairdresser. And now his toe is his thumb. And no, he doesn't have to cut hair with his feet. The toe is on his hand. He's got a toe for a thumb. Yeah, okay, we'll talk about that. That's always interesting. Then, is autism being overdiagnosed? Is this 1 in 53 number that we're hearing with kids being diagnosed with autism, are we now overdiagnosing it? So, as you can see, we got an extremely, extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I need to apologize. I'm still fighting the stupid cold. But everybody says I sound sexier when I'm sick, so that's fine. If I sound sexy, whatever gets the ratings. Now, the biggest though headline that many of you have been tweeting me and emailing me about is this marijuana killing two people story. All right. Apparently, there's a report out of Germany that two people died from marijuana smoking. No other drugs laced in there. This would be the first time we heard somebody actually dying from marijuana. Now, marijuana in and of itself usually isn't supposed to be, it can do a lot to you long term, and we've talked about that. Memory issues, lung issues, mood issues, depression. But we've rarely seen somebody overdose and die, even though you would think there could be a relationship. Now, years ago, I had been talking on air saying, yeah, there is a possibility you could die from it. And one of my listeners called in really, really mad. You can't die from, you know, marijuana. But, you know, I was worried that it could maybe put you in an abnormal heart rhythm. Okay, you know, that they've never really studied. We didn't have a lot of test subject you would think would say, yeah, yeah, I'll try it. I'll try it and, you know, check my heart. Well, now they're saying, you see, I'm not always wrong. Every once in a while, I'm right, people. Now they're saying that two of the deaths the two deaths could have been from cardiac arrhythmia, where the heart either beat too quickly or in an abnormal rhythm, etc. And so they think that the THC was what caused a cardiac arrhythmia, an abnormal rhythm to the heart. They say neither of these two men ever had an issue of cardiovascular problems or what they call channelopathy. That's a new word, channelopathy. Right? You know, like your ion channels, right? You know, sometimes your calcium could be off, or your potassium could be off, and that could put you into an abnormal heart rhythm. Many of you have asked me about that. You know, my doctor's checking my blood because he wants to see if I'm at risk for a heart rhythm. Why is he looking at my blood, look at my heart? Well, the reason why is because if you have ions from calcium, potassium, etc. Some of these that are opathizing. Okay, I love this new word, channelopathy. I really love that word because there's no S, so I can't lisp when I say it or stutter. Channelopathy. Yep. Channel. See. Say it. Channelopathy. So, and you know, that really sounds like I can make a lot of money, you know, with that diagnosis. Well, Dr. Dahlia, I don't understand why you charge the level 4 on this patient. Well, it's because she has a channelopathy. What? A channelopathy. You know, that reminds me of medical school. Oh my gosh. You know, I was in the back of the class. I was a good student. You know, and they would, you know, throw something, they'd call you doctor. I've told you this, right? My last name was Zodiru. So they'd be like, Dr. Zodiru. And I'm like, oh gosh, please don't call on me. Yeah? What? Can you please explain the difference between channelopathy and a cardiac arrhythmia that is medicinally induced? Can you use it in a sentence? Can you use it in a sentence? What is the difference between a channelopathy or a cardiac dysrhythmia pharmaceutically induced? You know what? It's Jeff's birthday today. And I feel he should get all the attention. And, you know, he told me that he whispered in my ear that this was easy. And so I really want to give the Quan and all the attention to Jeff here because it's his birthday. Happy birthday, Jeff. Guys, I'm not saying happy birthday. Can you please answer the question? This is really important. One of our students has a birthday. Please, let's all sing happy birthday to Jeff and let Jeff explain what a channelopathy is. See, in medical school, you got called on a lot. You know, and one time, I really didn't even know what to say. So I just started to spell the word. All right, channelopathy. C-H-A. Dr. Zodiru, you do not know what the answer is, do you? I do. It's just I get bullied, in class a lot because I always seem to know the answer and I don't want to get bullied. So I'm going to just kind of play it easy, take it, and I'm going to, you know, play dumb on this one just so they don't bully me at lunchtime. And the students in the class are looking at me. Another thing you could always do is, oh, channelopathy is, and that's why it's so dangerous. I couldn't hear you. I said it's, oh, good one. Thank you. Hey, I got my MD. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Stillam for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillam, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Guys, do not get the rocket pneumonia or the boogie woogie flu. I would not know what to do. I do not know how to treat the rocket pneumonia and the boogie woogie flu. Because why would you, right? You got your rocking and your boogie woogie. So, you know, just maybe take a couple days off and enjoy it. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials today. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I know many of you really want us to show appreciation that you tune in. And my gift to you is a good radio show. I know many of you are still waiting to receive that gift. And I am trying to give you a good radio show, okay? I mean, you know what? If you want a good radio show, then go to GCNLive.com. There's tons of good radio shows. For now, you're just going to listen to me. You guys are so mean. Big thanks to iHeartRadio. Big thanks to TuneIn. Big thanks to Talk Superstation and all our affiliates, including my flagship, KDWN. Okay, oh boy, we got a lot to talk about. I don't even know where I want to start. Okay, I think I want to, You know what? I apologize. My computer's slow. You know, I say a lot. I don't say a lot because I don't know how to speak. I've taken speech class. I know you're not supposed to say but whenever I do say it's because my computer is slow. So I have a real slow computer now. Guess it's raining outside. We finally are having winter where I live in Vegas. There's some rain. So that's kind of messing things up. But I do want to talk about the story about this autism being overdiagnosed. The American Psychiatric Association has now released new guidelines. And many, I guess, researchers believe that these guidelines could unfortunately miss many kids. They say there's a 31% fall in diagnosis when the new guidelines are used with the autism spectrum. Now, autism spectrum disorder is how it was looked at originally, where you had the autistic disorder, you had Asperger's disorder, which is a milder form of autism, and then a pervasive development disorder, not other specified. Now, I don't know why I can't speak. Now, the revised manual, instead, I guess, they have this new category, social communication disorder. The reason why they have that is because some people with social communication disorder may be lumped in with autism spectrum when they don't necessarily have autism. This is a tough one because I don't really think, with the exception of somebody being completely full-blown, that we could, to a science, say these are the symptoms. There's no blood test, etc. Remember I talked to you about a study where many Asperger's kids have a very similar look. They have a very round face. They have brown eyes. They're brunette. Their eyes are actually gorgeous. Wide inner camphi. Now, the funny thing is I have four nieces and nephews on the autism spectrum. They all look like that. Okay, you know, they all have that look. They're gorgeous kids. Gorgeous. And that there were facial features. Two have autism, the other two Asperger's. So, yeah, I do think there are some phenotypic expressions. All right, this is what frustrates me, okay? We're looking at this as a medical issue, as a medical problem. And I don't know if that's the right way to go, especially with the way things are going with Obamacare and us coming out with codes and us trying to pay doctors and us trying to pay subsidies, etc. You know, if we look at what many of these children have, all right, and many issues that either an autistic child or Asperger's children has, and we deal with those particular issues, I think we are going to be able to do quote-unquote treatment better. I don't like to use the word treatment because we're not fixing anything medical. Some of these kids maybe shouldn't be quote-unquote fixed because they have gifts. You know, we had the Fast for Kids Gala Saturday, an absolute hit. It was awesome. Tony and Lloyd were there, Rich Little, Steve Rossi, Pia Zadora. I told you guys, it was absolutely phenomenal. Phenomenal event. And I was explaining to them that a lot of people who have been diagnosed or considered to be Asperger's, etc., we don't have proof, but people think Hans Christian Andersen, maybe Harry Truman, Lincoln might have, Mozart, they believe had Asperger's, Albert Einstein. I believe Dan Aykroyd has come out and said that he has Asperger's, Daryl Hannah, Bill Gates. Okay, we have some brilliant people in our history and currently. And when we hear that they had elements of Asperger's or autism, okay, you wonder, you know, maybe it was good, it wasn't fixed, quote unquote. I hate the term fixed for autism. I can't stand that. Now, mind you, when you have somebody very, very severely autistic that can't integrate into society and support themselves later with a job, etc., you know, I understand. We have to, you know, have that label. We need to get funds to teach him. We need to get public support. I get that. I understand how society works. But I think we are missing out on what we should be doing with many of these kids. All right. Remember, the movie Rain Man was a brilliant movie. Okay. Dustin Hoffman had autism, but he had a gift. And then Tom Cruise tried to take advantage of the gift. And then Tom Cruise was running around singing in his underwear and wore sunglasses. Or was that a different movie? Anyway. Okay. So Tom Cruise being in his underwear is not the point. The point is you have a lot of people that want to use the word suffer, but they are afflicted with autism Asperger's, but they have gifts. It's our job to find that gift, nurture it, cultivate it, and not exploit. No, no, we're not going to, no, not make money. No, no, we don't have to make money off these kids. Come on. Not exploit, but to find their gift and have them do what they're destined to do. Now, I told you guys about this. I think I was watching the new Superman movie. I'm not sure. And I don't know if that was the movie where when he was a kid, he was in a closet and he was seeing all these things and he didn't understand why all this was happening and he was hiding in a closet and the mom was like, you know, they had to call the mom and the mom had to, you know, get the kid out of the closet to, no, he didn't come out of the closet. No, I think he's straight. No, you know, because he was just overwhelmed with all this stimulation and all these things going on in his head. And when I looked at that, I immediately was thinking of my nephew. One of my nephews who appears to sometimes put his hands over his ears, like a lot of autistic children do. Why? Because they may be seeing and perceiving things that we don't. And it's too much. And they are trying to just zone in at our lower level. Did you guys ever think about that? The reason why Fast for Kids exists, and I hope it continues to exist, and I would love to get Fast for Kids throughout this whole country if we could, it raises money not for a medical fix, but it raises money to improve the educational training that autistic or Asperger kids get. Where you need to put the money is not a pill for autism, but you need a teacher that knows how to draw out what they need to draw out. If Albert Einstein, Mozart had autism spectrum, I would say no wonder. Duh, that makes sense. Some of my favorite classical music is Mozart. Absolute, no, Beethoven was deaf. Yeah, Mozart they also think might have been bipolar. But, you know, Picasso might have been bipolar. There are gifts to this. You know, the same thing with bipolar. I had a patient who said, Dahlia, I went to the psychiatrist years ago. He said, I don't know if you're bipolar, but here's a medicine. Okay, we don't know what to do with bipolars. We don't know what to do except try to sedate or mood stabilize the bad. When are we going to stop and take these people diagnosed with things and go, we could extract the gift that you have. You have some sort of a gift. It's just we can't, we're having trouble integrating into society all the other stuff. So I don't know how we should address this whole autism diagnosis. I understand, you know, if you need to take off work because you got to support your child, we need to figure out how to have funding for that. So I understand why, you know, the diagnosis has to be, but I'm thinking we really need to slowly start moving our education or our approach to kids, any kids, with what do you have, what's your gift, what's your strengths? What's your weaknesses? Okay, we don't have to use the word gift, okay? Because we don't want them to, it's not Secret Santa time. Just figure out, otherwise I'm not going to bring one. I think we need to individually take each person, take them into a room with some specialists, all kids. Just screen them, right? And just screen all these kids, okay, to figure out what they're really about. Now, I remember taking a class, a test. It wasn't like the CATs in California, but it was some sort of a test. I remember one of the 12 schools I went to where they made me take a test to see what I'm really, really good at and what I'm not so good at. Okay? There's aptitude tests all the time, but these aptitude tests may be going about it wrong. We may need to have a panel of experts, and every kid gets their screening. And these are experts on autism, Asperger's, bipolar, genius, Mensa, etc. And identify what these kids are about. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LERPs. Soldiers love LERP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LERPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel.
Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to move on. I got a call requesting to talk about how to homeschool an autistic child. We're going to bring more and this subject up more and more, but this was an interesting email I got that I just want to bring up because it kind of transitions. Harlan writes, "Doctor, I'm thinking about homeschooling my kid. His teacher is a raving liberal. Each year he gets teachers that are liberals. They are always giving propaganda at school," he says, "and I had the last straw when he came home talking about the anti-gay Arizona bill. If my kid isn't learning what he needs to in school, why do I have him in there to get propaganda?" Okay. I've obviously been to a lot of schools. My folks moved around a lot. And if I now look back, yes, I think there was a little bit of a left lean. Okay, I mean, I remember I had to draw a picture of Jimmy Carter or something like that, but I mean, if he was president, you know, right, but I never was asked to draw a picture of Ronald Reagan. Okay, right. Now, I'm not worried about that. I mean, you know, do teachers sometimes let some of their political ideologies flow with? Yes, they do. I mean, my kids have had that too. They do. And, you know, your kids' upbringing, whether, you know, whether we're talking about religion, whether we're talking about values, whether we're talking about sex education, okay, home should be where they primarily get that. And you need to make sure as a parent that you give your kids a great core, okay? You know, make sure that you don't leave sex education up to the schools, political education up to the schools. You can't shelter your kids from people who are right wing or left wing. I mean, you know, our kids have to know how to deal with the real world. And so when one of my kids came home saying that the teacher was, you know, I guess talking bad about Bush or Romney or somebody, you know, I remember my husband was getting upset and I said, but wait a second. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, the kids have to see what real world is like. There's people that dislike Obama. There's people that disliked Bush. All right. And you know, whether you feel it's political propaganda, it's your job to make sure your child isn't brainwashable. Okay. Now, I want my children to listen to their teachers when their teachers teach. Okay. But yeah, there is a fine line between, you know, being taught and being proselytized or being brainwashed. And it's your job as a parent to find out what they're teaching. If one of the teachers is going, oh, Obamacare is great. I love Obamacare. We need to, you know, not let Hillary come into office. I would still complain if I was going to complain about anything because I really want my kids to learn their math, their vocabulary words, okay? I don't need the school, you know, teaching them about politics. Now, do they need to understand what, why there was the Persian Gulf War? Do they need to understand history about the Vietnam War, et cetera? You know, I was very, very fortunate to learn about the Vietnam War from a textbook that just basically taught us about the Vietnam War. They did bring up, you know, Jane Fonda, and they did bring, you know, but they brought it up in a historical context. I have no problem with people learning about history. They need to learn that. They need to know, you know, and true history books aren't supposed to sit there and go FDR or Obama or Ronald Reagan were the best presidents. No, history books are just supposed to say this president enacted this or signed this into law, worked with Congress, etc. And then you are supposed to infer what you want to in a discussion that's not at school. Just on this anti-gay Arizona bill, you know, forgive me if I was confused at first. Okay, I thought the bill was for, and Jan Brewer vetoed it because I mean, if it truly is, you know, a bill where you're allowed to kick gay people out of your restaurant, that is ridiculous. I was under the impression that what it was is when people got sued, I guess in New Mexico, when a baker didn't want to make a cake. Or he didn't want to serve, and he was sued. I thought this bill was you can't get sued if you have that sign, right to refuse service to anyone. No shoes, no shirt, etc. So whether if you want to refuse service to somebody who's mean, somebody who's being overly flirty, if you want to kick somebody out of your bar, you can do that and you won't get sued. Okay, because apparently now there's lawsuits creeping up where people don't want to serve certain nationalities or ethnicities or couples, and then these are actually being entertained in court. So I thought the law was brought up, so if you have a no shirts, no service, or we reserve the right to refuse service, nobody could turn around and sue you. However, it's turned into a bill such that it, quote-unquote, would have allowed people to turn you away if they didn't like that you were a woman, that you were black, that you were Jewish, that you were gay, Mexican, etc. So, of course, Jan Brewer vetoed it. So that makes sense. It's just where I have a little problem with that is should it be called the anti-gay Arizona bill in school, or should teachers call it, I think it was like the Religious Freedom Restoration Act or something like that. Now, Obamacare, we use the term Obamacare. I remember 5 years ago people were upset because if you use the word Obamacare, it meant you were against it. Even MSNBC, CNN, even Obama had told Romney, I like the term Obamacare, that's fine. So Obamacare now is, once Obama gave us permission to use it, it's not a slur or a slander, even though many of us want to vomit inside our mouths at the hearing of the word. We say Obamacare now as a politically neutral term for the new healthcare environment. But you know, it's interesting to hear from you guys on you know, what's going on in your schools and what you're seeing. It's frustrating because your kids spend more time at school than they do with you, which is why if they are going to be getting a lot of outside influences that you're concerned about, again, could be from an older boy, okay, in the eighth grade, okay, talking to your fifth grade daughter, whether you need to prepare your kids because you are not going to be able to shelter them and put them in a little bubble. Okay. So you need to think about it. What are these kids getting exposed to at school? You know, I would also suggest every now and then sitting in on the class, in the back of the class. Okay. When I was in medical school, I got in trouble because I had no idea that a visiting professor had come in and sat at the back of the class. Okay, and I was sitting in the back of the class. So here I was making jokes, okay? they were good. We were making jokes, okay? And so, and of course, he told my dean, you know, Dahlia and Jeff and these kids, they were making jokes, and they were flipping each other off, and they were this. I'm like, oh my gosh, we had no privacy. But, you know, every now and then, just sit in. One, if you're there, hopefully the teacher won't go into any political propaganda. But two, just kind of get a feel. Just get a feel. Another way to get a feel of what's going on. One of my friends had taught me this is to, you know, when you do a birthday party, sometimes have a slumber party. All right? Because at a birthday party, a lot of kids, they're going to be pretty well behaved for the hour and a half or the hour and 45 minutes until you kick them out of the house for the party or you know, the Chuck E. Cheese place closes down. But when you do a slumber party and sleepover party, some of these people drop their guard, right, about maybe 4 or 5 hours into it. And so I'm not saying spy on the kids, but you could learn a lot about which does what. What we did for one of my kids is, this was the nicest party we've ever done, but luckily we got it really inexpensive, but one of our friends helped get us a great cheap rate at the hotel, so we got a suite. And we did a surprise party where my kid came to the suite and all the kids were there, and we did a slumber party in the suite, rented a movie, took them down to the pool, and it really wasn't that expensive. But what was so valuable is I could see who are the troublemaker kids, who are the kids that are the alpha males, who leads who into what. What are they talking about? And wow, okay, if you think 11-year-olds, all right, just sit there and talk about cars and Transformers, no, they don't. I heard the word booby at least 6 times. And then my husband told me I need to button up my shirt. No. Okay, anyway, don't go away. We're right back. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I know one of your all favorite subjects you like me to talk about on the show is breast milk. So let's just, you know, plunge and dive right into breast milk. Apparently, Dr. Cynthia Colon says the benefits of breastfeeding are exaggerated and that breast milk is really no better for a baby than bottled milk. The reason why is when they look at long term, looking at these kids, they don't really find them doing any better, so to speak, than kids that were just giving bottle milk. Now, I really dig the whole breastfeeding idea. I think it's, you know, whatever nature makes, I don't think man could even, you know, even touch it with a 10-foot pole in terms of all the things that could be in breast milk. But a lot of women, they can't breastfeed. My mom had to bottle feed me. She used formula, and I mean, look at me. I turned out okay. I'm okay, right? I wasn't breastfed. My kids, I had very little milk, but I breastfed them as long as I could, supplementing, and I'll show you guys pictures one day, because I think I have some pictures, and then, you know, again, bottle fed. So the reason why they're saying this is because they don't want people who weren't breastfed stigmatized. You know, now that we have this whole anti-bullying campaign, I'm sorry, where these kids are getting bullied when they go to school, all right? They don't want kids who go to school go, your mom didn't breastfeed you, you're a bottle-fed baby, you suck, loser. And so we want these kids, I don't know how other kids know if they were breastfed or bottle-fed, we want these kids not bullied. So I think the reason this Dr. Colon here, even though you would think she would probably be more in the gastroenterology department, the reason why I think Dr. Colon is doing this is because she doesn't want these breastfed kids feeling like they're superior to the bottle-fed kids, okay? See, that's why you guys wondered, why don't I ever act like a doctor or, you know, act very cerebral and classy? And I was bottle-fed. I don't have to. I mean, if I was breastfed, I understand that there is a certain demeanor I should be walking around with. Demeanor I should be purporting an air of high society. You know, sorry, I was bottle-fed, okay? This is me. This is how I am. And I think we're cool. I think we're some cool cats. We bottle-fed. But be it as it may, if you can breastfeed, I think it's better, obviously, if you can. Why do I think it's better if the kids don't seem to appear better? Because you really get to bond. There's something about you getting to sit there and breastfeed the baby and sing to them and cringe because it hurts, and then you gotta switch sides, and then you wanna get up and scratch or do something and you can't, and they come, you know, you have some sort of interaction with the baby. With the bottle, you know, a lot of times we just don't seem to pay attention. You know, with bottle, we're sitting there and we're just kind of watching TV, and then you start to hear the air, you know, the slurping of the air, so then you realize, oh, now they're sucking air, and then they're going to be, you know, gassy later, and then a colicky. You know, you just don't seem to have the bonding, and I really think the whole maternal bond is cool. You know, whether a kid lives longer because it was breastfed or bottle fed, that'd be nice to know, but there's really no proof right now. But the idea of having that one-on-one time, you know, when my mom walks into the room, I know she's there. Why? Because the hair on the back of my neck, you know, curl up and, you know, I start to, you know, get this gnawing pain in my chest when she walks in the room. But there's still that sixth sense. All right. I really think that's cool. One of the most fascinating things I think of the animal kingdom is how mothers know where their babies are. Babies know how to find mom. And there's that bond. There is. I really think there's a bond with my kids. Like right now, I just feel them. I know they're there. And they probably want to be breastfed. No. Okay. Let's move on. 1-877-DOC-TOLLY. 1-877-DOC-TAI. Yeah, my kids, they're always hungry. Mom, I'm hungry. Like, I don't know if I have any breast milk today, but let me try. Come over here. Ah, no. And they run the other way. Yeah, I told you how I got rid of my mom. She was about to bug. We were at the gala, okay? And, you know, I had the microphone, and I was talking and doing my thing. Everybody was trying to eat their steak, but, you know, I needed the center of attention. So I sit down to eat, and now my mom comes over to my table. I don't know what my mom was doing there, but my mom was always there, okay? I love my mom. So then she starts to come when we're just trying to sit down and relax with the steak. So what I did is I went back to the microphone, I interrupted everybody, and I introduced my mom, going, this is my mom, everybody, right? This is my mom, you know, whose loin I was thrust out of 22 years ago. This is her. And she ran. She was, you know, she didn't want anybody thinking about her loins. And that's how I got rid of mom, and I could sit down and eat. So if your kids are really, really bugging you, you know, and they don't want to eat, you know, their meal and they want your steak, just go, okay, hold on, I'll breastfeed you. And they run. It works all the time. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There has been no evidence linking diabetes drugs with pancreatic cancer. Many of you guys have told me, Dr. Dalia, I cannot take the diabetes medicine because I don't want my doctor to give me pancreatic cancer. Your doctor does not give you cancer. We're not allowed to do that, okay? We could send you a bill. We could send you to collections, but we can't, we really aren't allowed to give you cancer. However, I know many people have been concerned about some of the incretin-based drugs for diabetes, like Byetta, etc., Victoza. These medications, these GLP-1 agonists, which actually not only help lower blood sugar, but have been even shown to help you lose weight, all right, there were concerns that some of these medications could unfortunately cause pancreatic cancer because it increases insulin secretion to keep the blood sugar lower. You also have the DPP-4 inhibitors like your Onglyza, Januvia. These are phenomenal medications. How they work is they slow the absorption of the sugar through the stomach, all right? Then you have time for the insulin to come up, and then the whatever blood sugar slowly seeps into the bloodstream, then the insulin is able to take it to the cell. We talked about insulin, right? And what it does, insulin is like the key to a door. You have the bloodstream, which is the hallway. You have the cells, which is the room. Insulin is the key that basically opens the door from the hallway to the room or the bloodstream to the cell. Okay, that's why you need insulin. That's how insulin lowers the blood sugar. So many of you have been concerned that you may have to go on insulin because some of these new medications could possibly put you at risk of pancreatic cancer. There have been reports of pancreatitis, which is inflammation of the pancreas, all right? And there were some, I believe, anecdotal reports that it might have caused pancreatic cancer. However, was the original behavior that caused the person to have diabetes, alcoholism, high-fat diet, high-sugar diet that caused the pancreatic cancer, or was it really the medicines? All right, now they're according to this latest research, they're like, no, it's not the medicines. But that's got to be scary for you guys. That's tough. All right, you know, is the treatment worse than the actual illness? That has got to be pretty darn scary for you guys. And I'm frustrated by that too. Personally, I think you having diabetes out of control is much more worse than a possible associated risk. We do watch the pancreas pretty closely. I'll usually run an amylase or a lipase. I'll usually abdominal ultrasound. I'll make sure you're seeing a GI doctor regularly. So we're already watching you closely, but an out-of-control diabetic could go blind, could be more at risk for pancreatitis also if their triglycerides go through the roof. So you're basically damned if you do, damned if you don't. So if you're damned, try to be less damned. It's no joke aside, you know, these medications are not always going to be risk-free. You know, we are doing the best we can in 2014 to keep people alive, to keep people from not going blind, losing their kidneys, you know, losing other body parts. I mean, we're doing the best we can. It's just not at 100%. So we just have to watch and wait and see. But it's scary. I get that. Don't go away. More Dr. Dalia coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you concerned about that wireless device being too close to your body? We spoke to Keith, the owner of Block It Pocket.
Studies have shown that long-term exposure to cell phone emissions can, in fact, cause a myriad of health problems.
And Keith, what answer does Block It Pocket offer for cell phone users?
What we use in a silver-infused lining that not only blocks RF emissions, but also is a sanitizing agent.
Order your Block It Pocket today and get free shipping to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or visit blockitpocket.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.